What now? When everyone knows, but no one moves, we've reached the point where Donald Trump's mental decline is no longer whispered speculation. It's observable, repeated, and dangerous. His slurred speech, wandering thoughts, invented stories, and childlike tantrums aren't occasional slips, they're symptoms. The man who once blustered with bombast is now often lost in word salad, praising imaginary people, confusing basic facts, and recycling lies even he seems to forget are lies. The signs of cognitive impairment are glaring. And yet, the machine rolls on. The Republican Party, which once argued that age and mental acuity must be evaluated in a president, now turns its eyes downward in unified silence. These are not stupid people. They see what we see. But they've chosen to ride the broken-down chariot as long as it still gets them closer to power. History is littered with men who lost their minds while surrounded by flatterers who gained by pretending otherwise. This is not just about Donald Trump anymore. It's about the people, senators, governors, donors, media personalities, who have decided that winning matters more than governing, more than stability, more than reality. It's about us, too. Because if a man who cannot form a coherent sentence is handed the nuclear codes again, it won't be because no one knew better. It will be because enough people decided it didn't matter. We don't need more videos proving he's unfit. We need a national gut check about what we're willing to accept in a leader. Not just from Trump, but from those who prop him up like a gilded weekend at Bernie's mascot of a movement they no longer control. The 25th Amendment is real. Primary challenges are real. Convention delegates, party leadership, and state-level ballots still matter. But none of it will happen unless enough Americans, on both sides, stop pretending this is normal. Trump's mind is fading. That's tragic. What's worse is the moral fade out of those who see it clearly and keep marching anyway.